Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. All right, what's up, Pels fans? Welcome to another episode of the Bird Calls podcast. I'm your host and contributor to thebirdwrites.com, Preston Ellis, and today we are so excited to have Dave Mason of Bet Online back with us. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, man. Basketball's in full swing now that football's in the rearview mirror. We got March Madness coming up, and of course, the All-Star break coming up this weekend in the NBA, so we're at the midway point, so some great basketball action coming in at Bet Online.
Yeah, that's so true. I was thinking yesterday, it was such a beautiful, beautiful day over here in Florida. I was like, this would be such a great day for football. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was already like 3 months ago when the regular season ended by now. It's crazy how fast time flies. What would you say is your official position? Tell us a bit more about what you do at Bet Online.
Right. I mean, my position, I guess, is sportsbook brand manager. I kind of manage a sportsbook from a marketing perspective. You know, I'm working close hand side by side with the guys, the odds guys. I help them out a bit, but my main thing is promoting and getting as many odds up there, thinking of some ideas, new ways to bet, and promoting the hell out of it. So that's pretty much my main role here. I do help with some of the handicapping and odd stuff, especially with like UFC, MMA, that kind of stuff, and some of the special props. But you know, I'm working side by side with those odds guys and marketing. I'm kind of the liaison between marketing and the odds guys.
Very cool. And you can use promo code BOL1000, that's BetOnline1000, for a 50% welcome bonus up to $1,000 as a reminder. Now, Dave, I want to talk about tonight's game. I know that many of our Pelicans fans are probably going to listen to this after the game, but they're playing the Utah Jazz. They're 7-point underdogs. The Jazz have just been sensational this season. They've beat the line. The last time I checked, it was 19 out of 20 games they had beat the betting line. Have you seen a run like this before? How surprising is it from your perspective to see something like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy run they're on, man, and then the bettors are well aware too. When the bettors love betting those teams that are on this hot streak, so you know they're betting the heck out of the Jazz every night, and tonight's no different. About 68% of the cash so far is on the Jazz, so yeah, I mean, it happens in all sports, right? You know, these teams go on these crazy covering runs, but what they're doing is out of this world.
Yeah, and you can imagine it's a 7.5-point favorite, excuse me, tonight. So even though we are Pelicans fans, if you want to take that over, there's a good possibility they're going to hit it for whatever it is, like the 21st out of 22 games probably by this point. There's so much to dive into here, over-under of 236. It's just mind-blowing how many things you can bet on. And if, like, for example, Lonzo Ball, I think 9,000-1 odds of him getting a triple-double. So if you believe tonight's the night Lonzo's getting a triple-double, you can make yourself a lot of money doing that. But there's a column over here, and I want you to explain this to me because I don't know how to use it. You can build your own bet, actually, on this website. How does that work?
Yeah, and our player prop software, you know, we had the regular game lines, of course, in the pre-sports bet menu, but then you go in the player props and you can just get, you're exactly right. You can just build your own props, match up some players, you just build and start adding players and stats and all that kind of stuff. And it spits out the odds and you can choose to bet it or not bet it. So, you know, it adds a whole new element to betting these games because it's just unlimited what you can bet on with when you're building your own and putting your own stats in there and whatnot. So yeah, it's a great feature. Players love it, so it's here to stay. It's definitely something. I think it's about 2 years old we've been doing that now, and I was a little apprehensive at first, but man, players love it, so it's really cool once you start playing around with it.
Yeah, we had you on, I want to say it was about 2 months ago, and we talked about just how limited the ability is for people to kind of enjoy sports the way that they used to, you know, going to crowded sports bars or going to a buddy's house and, you know, having a game night with like six of your friends. A lot of those opportunities and ways to spend money are gone right now. So there's just less for people to invest in. And that's why if you do want to have some fun virtually, this is a great way to do that, to call up a buddy, go in on a bet together. And it just adds a level of excitement that we're kind of missing just being at home right now. For you personally, how has your life changed? You're in Costa Rica. I don't know if you like go out to bars to watch games. How do you usually take them in?
Mostly at home. I definitely don't go out as much as I used to. Saturday night, I usually go out. I'm a big fight guy, so I usually go. Not at football, though. When, you know, that's a different story. But if post-football season, you know, I'll watch a little bit at a place I go to. But, you know, watch the fights and watch them the other night. And, well, March Madness coming up. That will be big, too. You know, I'll go out and watch to the bars a little bit more and watch them. I don't know. We had some restrictions here, too, but they're getting kind of a little bit more lax. So we'll see. But I don't mind either. But you're exactly right. Putting a bet on the game always increases the action and increases the interest. And, you know, it doesn't have to be big money, $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to do. And, you know, that's what most people do, bet just for the action, just for that little extra intrigue. It's kind of like playing fantasy football or fantasy sports. You know, you want to make a Cincinnati Bengals and Jacksonville Jaguars game interesting. Well, put a couple bets on it. Or if you had one of the quarterbacks, I guess that quarterback's not a good example, but wide receiver or something, then all of a sudden that game's interesting for your fantasy team. So betting's really the same. And, you know, so much has changed over the last few years of legislation and everything where it's not taboo anymore either. So more people are getting into it. You know, they're seeing now these sports shows are allowed to talk about it on all these major networks. And before there was kind of a wink, wink, hush, hush kind of taboo subject. But now they're just talking about the spreads and the totals and the over unders and props and all the wacky bit ways to bet the game. You know, it's like, you know, our friends over in Europe have been doing for years. So it's not taboo anymore. Everybody's like, okay, it's okay to put $20 on tonight's game. So, you know, action's better than ever. So we love it.
That's great. Yeah, you just touched on that at the end, but it's something I wanted to follow up on. My wife and I used to, before I became a credentialed NBA writer, we used to go to these games, probably like 10 games a year of the Orlando Magic, and we'd spend like $50 to $60 on food. We'd have like sushi delivered to our section now that mobile ordering is a thing at Amway. And we're not spending that money anymore. So I imagine, right, is everybody who's sitting at home betting at just a higher level of volume than previous to, like, I guess the 2020 pandemic levels?
I think the average bet sizes are about the same, but there's more people doing it. You know, there's just a lot more people doing it, but the average bet size, you know, might be up a little bit, but not a whole heck of a lot. But there's just so many more people betting now, and that just has so many different factors. And, you know, we hit on two of them. One, that people just aren't going out as much and they have money to burn. And then part two, like I said, it's really not a taboo subject anymore, thank God.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Let's talk about our newest sponsor, eBay. From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, so you can shop confidently knowing your pair is the real deal. And for the sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 or more, making it free to sell or flip your collection. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for, you guessed it, more sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today. I want to talk about some of these parlays because these are just so wild. I can't imagine somebody like sitting up in a lab coming up with each and every one of these. This is just one section of the parlays on tonight's game. Lonzo to have 6+ assists. Donovan Mitchell to have 7+ assists. Lonzo to have 4 made 3-point shots. Donovan Mitchell to have 4 3-point shots. And I think that's 1 to 1,900 odds. Does that sound about right to you?
Sounds good to me. That's what you plugged in, and that's what it spit out, and that's the odds, man. So yeah, people love the parlays on these pros parlays. So all these big lottery ticket, you know, bet a couple bucks to win a lot of money. So have at it.
Yeah, there was one that was fairly like cut and dry, like Zion to score 40 points and the Pelicans win. There are a couple of options like that. So I invite everybody else to check that out. Have you been watching the Pelicans this year at all, Dave?
A little bit. I haven't caught them as much as I should have, but I've watched them a little bit. Zion's always fun to watch. You know, I know the Pelicans are struggling, but you know, they're a fun team to watch, though, because the over always covers. I mean, I think the overs, I think 24-9, I think. Yeah, 24-9, the overs covered this year. That's 73% rate for the over covering. So teams like that are fun to watch, man. I mean, they're fifth in team scoring at 115 points a game, but they also give up 115 points a game. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of points scored when the Pelicans are playing.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of disappointed Pelicans fans right now because the team has just they right. are who they are at this point. They're not a legitimate playoff contender yet. Of course, we're hoping that they'll turn around, sure. Go on some kind of streak. But the reason I bring all this up, Dave, is because the NBA trade deadline is just a little over 3 weeks away. And I know as a Pelican fan, you almost would rather talk and even bet on trades more so than you would watch the games at this point because it's been that painful as of late. Is there a way to bet on trades? Because for the Pelicans, Eric Bledsoe and JJ Redick have to be the two major candidates. Is there a way in which you can bet one of them will be traded prior to the deadline?
We don't have odds on that right now, but you know, we always have odds on that kind of stuff. Trade deadlines, free agency, the draft, all that, any kind of player movement. Players always like, I mean, you know, not to switch sports, but, you know, JJ Watt today signed with the Cardinals and we had odds on that. So we always had the big names. We'll a little closer to the trade deadline, we'll come up with some props without a doubt for some of the big names across the NBA.
That's great. And of course we got the Jazz tonight, then the Bulls. That's one you might want to, I don't know if you'd want to bet in the Pelicans' favor because Zach LaVine was so lethal the last time. And then you've got the Heat. And then, of course, we've got the All-Star game. And, of course, Zion Williamson is going to be participating. I'm not sure. Maybe you have more information about this than I do. But I'd imagine Anthony Davis is probably going to sit the game out. And therein lies another question. Who's going to take his spot? And is there a way in which you could bet on the odds that Brandon Ingram might be a candidate for that spot?
You can bet on anything. I mean, we can put up odds on anything, man. You know, we do all sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, I don't know if we put odds up on that right now, but you know, we could theoretically, without a doubt. But yeah, I mean, the All-Star games always gets great action. You know, another talking about overs. People love betting the overs in the All-Star game because this is a layup and dunk contest. But you know, the dunk contest, the 3-point contest, the skills challenge, all sorts of stuff. I mean, we're going to have odds too on the draft. Cause you know, the LeBron and KD will be drafting their team. So who draft and, who gets, you know, match up between players who will get drafted, before the other player. So we'll even have the odds on that in the next 2 days.
Yeah, that's exciting. There's so many fun things to bet on. That's why I'm trying to think outside of the box of over sure. under Brandon Ingram scores 32 points. Like who's going to have like the most impressive dunk from the dunk challenge? I don't know who can get a reaction of Dwayne Wade with like his mouth open on the night.
All right.
I haven't looked who's in the dunk contest, but I imagine you'll have odds on that 3-point shooting skills competition. Like you said, very, very exciting stuff, Dave. What's probably the number one question you get from basketball fans in terms of betting that you just want to tell our listeners?
Number one question. Wow. Who do you like tonight? People yeah. ask me that. And I'm like, yeah, man, I really don't give out picks. My NBA isn't that good anyways, but, that's usually the, you know, any hints on the best ways to beat NBA or college basketball. And I always say it doesn't matter the sport, but my biggest recommendations or tidbits is a bet within your means. You know, don't chase. If you're losing, don't double your bet size, triple your bet size, whatever. You know, you have a budget, stick to that budget. whether it's $5 a game, $20 a game, $50 a game, $100 a game, whatever it is, you know your budget better than I do, but stick within your budget. And more importantly, or just as important, never ignore the early opening odds. We have the earliest opening odds for NBA and NCAA basketball. And, you know, it always amazes me how many people just come in the last minute to bet the games. And any kind of extra edge you can get is so important. And the earliest opening odds are, without a doubt, the softest odds. So if you can get an extra half a point or even a half because of those early opening odds, then that's going to turn you into a long-term winner. If you're just betting the closing odds every game, you're not going to beat those odds long-term. So budget your money out and always pay attention to the early opening odds.
Super interesting. Good advice, too. I know we've got Father's Day, not necessarily around the corner, but it's coming on. I was wondering, does BetOnline make a good gift? Do you have bettors who are like buying gift cards to your website for friends and loved ones?
I wish we could, man. You know, we've actually talked about that. We don't have that, but we've actually, about a month ago, we were talking about something like kind of figuring out a way to do something like that. So there's something there. We haven't done it, but we have definitely talked about it and hopefully look into it a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm just remembering times when, you know, going to Harris Casino as like a young adult, my dad would give me $50 and be like, go have fun. And I was like, great, isn't my money. So I feel really good about losing it in the next half hour. Dave, that's all the time I think that we have for today. I hope you keep watching the Pelicans and coming up with these fun prop bets for us. Again, you can follow him at Dave Mason, B-O-L. That's, of course, Bet Online. And just a reminder that there is a 50% welcome bonus up to $1,000 right now. So you can get $500 for free. That's a pretty good gig. Is there anything I'm forgetting, Dave?
No, man. I think you got it covered. You know, we had the earliest opening odds, great bonuses, and oh, actually, the fastest payouts in the industry. Our payouts, ooh, when you win, we have the fastest payouts in the industry. It's not even close.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us again, Dave, and hopefully we'll have you back in the next month or so when maybe the Pelicans are back to winning.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.